भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Morning, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the songs, chanting the song, sung by Lord Shiva. Text 44 plus 45 and 46. 44 supposed to be yesterday's, since yesterday was. The sloka was not read, I will simply chant, read the translation. There's so much to read. Darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavatarchitam rupam priyatamam svanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. Translation. My dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in the form that your very devotees, very dear devotees worship. You have many other forms, but I wish to see your form that is especially liked by the devotees. Please be merciful upon me and show me that form. For only that form, worshipped by devotees, can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses. And purport. In the Shruti or Veda mantra, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth is Sarva Kamaha, Sarva Gandaha, Sarva Rasa. Or, in other words, he is known as Raso Vaisa, the source of all relishable relationship, rasas. We have various senses, the powers of seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, etc., and all the propensities of our senses can be satisfied when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means engaging all the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Rishikesha, Narada Pancharatra. These material senses, however, cannot be engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, one has to become free from all designations. Sarvopadipi nirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. One has to become free from all designations or false egotism and thus become purified. When we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, the desires or the inclinations of the senses can be perfectly fulfilled. Lord Shiva therefore wants to see the Lord in a form which is inconceivable to the... let me say again. Lord Shiva therefore wants to see the Lord in a form which is inconceivable to the Buddha philosophers or the Buddhists. The impersonalists and Voidists also have to see the form of the Absolute. In Buddhist temples, there are forms of Lord Buddha. But these are not worshipped like the forms of the Lord in Vaikuntha temples. In Vaikuntha temples, forms like Radha Krishna, Sita Ram or Lakshmi Narayana. Amongst the different sampradayas, Vaishnava sects, either Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayana is worshipped. Lord Shiva wants to see that form perfectly, just as the devotees want to see it. The words Rupam Priyatamam Svanam are specifically mentioned here, indicating that Lord Shiva wants to see that form which is very dear to devotees. The word Svanam means especially significant. The word Svanam is especially significant because only the devotees are very, very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The jnanis, yogis and karmis are not particularly dear. For the karmis simply want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their order suppliers. The jnanis want to see Him, to become one with Him, and the yogis want to see Him partially represented within the heart as Paramatma. But the bhaktas or the devotees want to see Him in His complete perfection. As stated in Brahma Sanhita, Venum kanantam aravindadalayataksham varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakotikamaniya visesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept at playing on His flute, whose eyes are blooming like lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with peacock feather, whose beauty is tinged with hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness charms millions of cupids. Thus Lord Shiva's desire to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is described in this way, He wants to see him as He appears to the Bhagavatas, the devotees. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to see Him in complete perfection and not in the impersonalist or Buddhist voidist way. Although the Lord is one in His various forms, Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, still His form as the young enjoyer of the gopis and companion of the cowherd boys, Kishora Murti, is the most perfect form. Thus Vaishnavas accept the form of the Lord in His Vrindavan pastimes as the chief form. Thus ends the purport of 44. Now we have to still go for 45 and 46. Let's read the slokas. Please repeat after me. Snigdha pragrit ghanashyamam. Padma kosha palashaksham. Sundara bhrusunasikam. Sutvijam sukapolasyam samakarna vibhushanam padma kosha palashaksham sundara bhrusunasikam sutvijam sukapolasyam samakarna vibhushanam. Please chant. Sudvijam sukapolasyam samakarna vibhushanam. Padma kosha palasaksham sundara bhrusunasikam. Sudvijam sukapolasyam samakarna vibhushanam. Mataji?
Padma kosha palasaksham
कोशकलाशाक्षम् सुन्दरभ्रूसुनासिकम् सुद्विजं शुकपोलास्यम् समकर्णविभूषणम् पद्मकोशफलाशाक्षम् सुन्दरभ्रूसुनासिकम् सुद्विजं शुकपोलास्यम् समकर्णविभूषणम्
So I'll read only the word and meaning. We'll just read the translation. The translation by His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The Lord's beauty resembles a dark cloud during the rainy season. As the rainfall glistens, His bodily feature also glistens. Indeed, He is the sum total of all beauty. The Lord has four arms and an exquisitely beautiful face with eyes like lotus petals, a beautiful highly raised nose, a mind-attracting smile, a beautiful forehead, and equally beautiful and fully decorated ears. Now we have three pages of purpose. I'm already sweating. They are together. 45 and 46. Purport by His Divine Grace. After the scorching heat of summer season, so we're totally listening from Prabhupada today again. Yesterday we heard from Srila Prabhupada. Today we are hearing His purport. After the scorching heat of the summer season, it is very pleasing to see dark clouds in the sky. As confirmed in Brahma Sanhita, Varhavatam samasita ambuda sundarangam. The Lord wears a peacock feather in His hair, and His bodily complexion is just like a blackest cloud. The word sundara or snigdha means very pleasing. Kandarpa koti kamaniya. Krishna's beauty is so pleasing that not even millions upon millions of Cupid can compare to it. The Lord's form as Vishnu is decorated in all opulences. Therefore, Lord Shiva is trying to see that most opulent form of Narayana or Vishnu. Generally, the worship of the Lord begins with the worship of Narayana or Vishnu. Whereas the worship of Lord Krishna and Radha is most confidential. Lord Narayana is worshipable by the Pancharatrika Vidhi or regulative principles, whereas Lord Krishna is worshipable by the Bhagavata Vidhi. No one can worship the Lord in the Bhagavata Vidhi without going through the regulations of the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Actually, neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to Pancharatrika Vidhi or the regulative principles enjoined in the Narada Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by the neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship according to regulative principles is offered to Lakshmi Narayana. Although there may be a Radha Krishna Vigraha or form, the worship of the neophyte devotees is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayana worship. Worship according to Pancharatrika Vidhi is called Vidhi Marga, and worship according to the Bhagavata Vidhi principle is called Raga Marga. The principles of Raga Marga are specially meant for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavana platform. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd boys, the cows, and everyone else are equally, actually, on the Raga Marga or Bhagavata Marga platform. They participate in five basic rasas. Dasya, that means servitorship. Shakya is friendship. Vatsalya is paternal. Madhurya is conjugal. And Shanta is what? Neutrality. Thank you. It is not translated here. But although these five rasas are found in the Bhagavata Marga, the Bhagavata Marga is especially meant for Vatsalya and Madhurya, or paternal and conjugal relationship. Yet there is Vipralambha Sakya, the higher fraternal worship of the Lord, especially enjoined by the cowherd boys. Although there is friendship between Krishna and the cowherd boys, this friendship is different from the Aishwarya friendship between Krishna and Arjuna. When Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, he was afraid for having treated Krishna as an ordinary friend. Therefore, he begged Krishna's pardon. However, the cowherd boys who are friends of Krishna in Vrindavan sometimes ride on the shoulders of Krishna. They treat Krishna equally, just as they treat each other, one another. And they are never afraid of him, nor do they ever beg his pardon. Thus the Raga Marga or Bhagavata Marga, friendship exists on the higher platform with Krishna, namely the platform of Vipralambha friendship. Paternal friendship, parental service and conjugal service are visible in the Vrindavan Raga Marga relationship. Without serving Krishna according to the Vidhi Marga, regulative principles of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, unscrupulous persons want to jump immediately to the Raga Marga principles. Such persons are called Sahajiya. There are also demons who enjoy depicting Krishna as his and his pastimes with the gopis, taking advantage of Krishna by their licentious character. These demons who print books and write lyrics on the Raga Marga principles are surely on the way to hell. Unfortunately, they lead others down with them. Devotees in Krishna consciousness should be very careful to avoid such demons. One should strictly follow the Vidhi Marga, regulative principles, and the worship of Lakshmi Narayana, although the Lord is present in the temple as Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna includes Lakshmi Narayana. Therefore, when one worships the Lord according to the regulative principles, the Lord accepts service in the role of Lakshmi Narayana. In the Nectar of Devotion, full instructions are given about the Vidhi Marga worship of Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayana. Although there are 64 kinds of offenses one can commit in Vidhi Marga, there are 64 kinds of offenses one can commit in Vidhi Marga worship. In Raga Marga worship, there is no consideration of such offenses because the devotees on that platform are very much elevated and there is no question of offense. But if we do not follow the regulative principles on the Vidhi Marga platform and keep our eyes trained to spot offenses, we will not make progress. In his description of Krishna's beauty, Lord Shiva uses the word Charvaida Chaturvaham Sujata Ruchirananam, indicating the beautiful four-armed form of Narayana or Vishnu. Those who worship Lord Krishna describe him as Sujata Ruchirananam. In the Vishnu Tattva, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of forms of the Supreme Lord, but of all these forms, the form of Krishna is the most beautiful. For those who worship Krishna, the word sujata ruchirananam is used. The four arms of Lord Vishnu have different purposes. The hands holding a lotus flower and conch shell are meant for devotees, whereas the other two hands holding a disc and mace or club are meant for the demons. Actually, all of the hands, all of the Lord's arms are auspicious, whether they are holding conch shell and flower or club and disc. The demons killed by Lord Vishnu's chakra, disc and club are elevated to the spiritual world. Just like the devotees who are protected by the hands holding the lotus flower and conch shell. However, the demons who are elevated to the spiritual world are situated in the impersonal Brahman effusions, whereas the devotees are allowed to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Those who are devotees of Lord Krishna are immediately elevated to the Golok Vrindavan planet. The Lord's beauty is compared to rainfall, because when the rain falls in the rainy season, it becomes more and more pleasing to the people. You can experience now the heat coming and we're waiting for the rain. After the scorching heat of the summer season, the people enjoy the rainy season very much. Indeed, they even come out of their doors in the villages and enjoy the rainfall directly. Thus, the Lord's bodily features are compared to the clouds of rainy season. The devotees enjoy the Lord's beauty because it is a collection of all kinds of beauties. Therefore, the words sarva sandarya sangraham is used. No one can say that the body of the Lord is wanting in beautiful parts. It is completely purna. Everything is complete. God's creation, God's beauty and God's bodily features, all these are so complete that all one's desire can become fully satisfied when one sees the beauty of the Lord. The word sarva sandarya indicates that there are different types of beauties in the material and spiritual world, and that the Lord contains all of them, both material and materialist and spiritualist can enjoy the beauty of the Lord, because the Supreme Lord attracts everyone, including demons and devotees. Materialist and spiritualist, he is called Krishna. Similarly, his devotees also attract everyone, as mentioned in Sat Goswami Stotra. Dhira Dhira Janapriyo. The Goswamis are equally dear to Dhira, devotees, and Adhira, demons. Lord Krishna was not very pleasing to the devotees. Lord Krishna was not very pleasing to the demons when he was present in Vrindavan. But the six Goswamis were pleasing to the demons when they were present in Vrindavan. That is the beauty of the Lord's dealings with his devotees. Sometimes the Lord gives more credit to his devotees than he takes for himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna fought simply by giving directions. Yet it was Arjuna who took the credit for fighting. Nimitta matram bhava sabhyasachin. You, O Sabyasachi, Arjuna, can be but an instrument in the fight. Bhagavad Gita 11:33. Everything was arranged by the Lord, but the credit of victory was given to Arjuna. Similarly, in the Krishna consciousness movement, everything is happening according to the pure direction, predictions of Lord Chaitanya. But the credit goes to Lord Chaitanya's sincere servants. Thus the Lord is described herein as Sarva Sandarya Sangraham. Thank you for listening. Long purports of Srila Prabhupada. We have very short time now. So this is the description of the beauty of the Lord. Lord Shiva is presenting, he is praying to the Lord, to Lord Vishnu. This prayer is being given to prachetas. He prays to set an example, how to pray the Lord. And what are the items we should include in prayers? Not simply that, my Lord, be so merciful that I have everything in my home, you know, and then I have everything for my children and I have everything for their future. This is not the least. The least we should, we're supposed to include in the prayer is that how great is the Lord, how beautiful is the Lord, and how merciful is the Lord. So this is the list, short list. Lord Shiva is elaborating. He started in the beginning, that the first mantra of his prayer was Jitam ta atma vidvarya swastaye swastirastume bhavataradasaradham sarvasma atmane namaha. My dear Lord, you are conquerable by the pure devotees. Jitam. The Lord's one name is Ajita. He cannot be conquered. But he becomes conquered by his pure devotees. Atmavid warriors, those who know the science of self-realization, those pure devotees can conquer the Lord. The example you can see in Vrindavan. Lord becomes defeated by the effort of Yashoda Maya. She wants to try, she wants to tie him up. For some time he runs away, but then he allows himself to be tied up. So in this way, pure devotees can conquer the Lord. And there are many histories, many, many stories like that. The Lord, the devotee can even order the Lord, please. I mean, you can see Arjuna order the Lord, please take my chariot in the middle of two armies. If you heard of the Vitalnath, Vitalnath is a form of the Lord. He comes to see his devotee, and his devotee, what is his name, you remember? Panduranga, yeah, Panduranga. He was very busy serving his parents. And Lord appeared there, and then he says, I'm here. He says, you stand right there. I'm very busy. So he was given one, you know, one piece of brick. Okay, stand here until I finish my duties. So that's how Lord can be conquered, a devotee. There are many instances like that. Swastaye swastirastume. The Lord Shiva, in the very first mantra, he says, may there be all auspiciousness upon me, swastirastume. So the items in our list, when we pray the Lord, should be like this. How the Lord creates the universe, and how He is representing, maintains His agents to manage the universal affair. and what in what situation and what in which places Lord have appeared and what kinds of pastimes he does, you know, we see throughout the Bhagavatam. There are so many times it is repeated. So now, after describing some of the verses in this 44, text number 44, Lord Shiva is desiring to see the form of the Lord. Darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavatarchitam. I want to see that particular form which is worshipped by the Bhagavatas, the pure devotees. I don't want to see any other form that anybody, you know, concocts and start worshipping, like Sai Baba or some another Baba or any Baba. You know, I don't want that to see that. I want Rupam Priyatamam Swanam. Swanam means that your own pure devotees, your beloved devotees would like to see Sarvendriya Gunanjanam. And that particular form, when we see, we relish great pleasure. Sarvendriya Gunanjanam. Our mind is pleased hearing his glories. Our eyes are pleased seeing his feature, beautiful feature, and like that. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadeva shashvan manasho mahosavam. He's always youthful and always new to hear about him. He's always new. You know, since last so many years, I mean over 40 years, we have been hearing Bhagavatam classes, right? I'm not hearing since 40 years. No. Some of you have been hearing last 40 years Bhagavatam classes, and every day something is new. Every day something new. Every day somebody speaks something new about Krishna. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam, because he is always always new, and his topics are always new. Tadeva sasvan manasyo mahosavam, and his descriptions, his glorifications are all so pleasing, so interesting, that they become the festivity of our mind. Manasyo mahosavam. And as it goes on and on, tadeva shokarnava shoshanam, this becomes the powerful sun to dry out the ocean of lamentation. The glorification of the Lord is compared to the powerful sun that can dry out the ocean of lamentation. Yaduttama shloka yasho nagriyate. So that is, so in that mood, we supposed to pray the Lord. Om namo visvarupaya visvastityanta hetave visveshwaraya visvaya shri krishnaya namo namaha. Oh my dear Lord, you are visvarupa. The whole world is your form, visvarupa. Vishvastiti anta hetave, you create the Lord, you create this world. Not only this world, there are unlimited world you create. And you maintain. And you annihilate. You are the Lord of this all. And the whole world is in you. Vishveshwaraya Vishwaya. Such a wonderful Lord, Sri Krishna, I bow down. Nama Pankajanabhaya, Nama Pankajamaline, Nama Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. When Kunti prays like that, Nama Pankajanetraya, my Lord, your eyes are just like lotus petals. Nama Pankajamaline, my Lord, you have your garden. You have garden of lotus. Nama Pankajane, what's the next one? Nama Pankajanabhaya, my Lord, you create pankaja, the lotus from your abdomen, from your navel. Or in other words, you can say your navel is compared to a lotus, the lotus. It's both. The Lord creates the lotus from his abdomen, and it grows high up there, and then when it blooms, Lord Brahma appears. It doesn't happen always, but when he wants, that happens. Namaste Pankajangrai. And Pankaja, we have our venerable devotee Pankajangri Prabhu. I don't see him today, the Nivas Prabhu is here. Pankajangrai, Pankaja means lotus, and Angri means feet. So Pankaja Angri, my Lord, you have feet just like lotus. So I bow down to you. These are the list that we should mention.
Varha-pita-bhiramaya ramaya-gunta-medase ramamana-sahamsaya govindaya namo namaha.
Varha-pita-bhirama. The peacock feather is on his crown. The peacock feather is placed on his crown. It looks so wonderful, so nice. Ramaya akunta medase. He is embraced by Rama, yani Radharani. Rama manasa hamsaya, you are the swan of the mind of Radharani. Govindaya namunam. Such my Lord, Govinda, I bow down. I pay my obeisances. These prayers are coming from Sanat Kumar Sanhita. Lord Brahma personally have told, and these prayers are recorded in Pancharatra Pradeep. I can go on and on, but we don't have time. Actually, I have to leave soon. But rest of the explanation we will leave for the next speakers, future speakers, and they can elaborate more. And so we can enjoy hearing more. You know, if I keep speaking, I will be speaking only Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, that will be a little difficult for you. So I would like to stop here, and if you have any comments and questions, please. Thank you. Yes, Vasudev Prabhu. Yeah, so Vitalnath, the Lord came and he was ordered to stand on the brick. The brick is, I think, named, they called it Vital, something like Bit. And so because he stood on the brick, so he became Vitalnath. So he stood there, and so in the future, they built a temple right there, so that becomes Vitalnath temple. And Panduranga is the one who invoked him there. Yeah, he was too busy. He was very dear devotee of Krishna, but at the same time he was also obliged to serve his parents. And so, you know, serving parents who are favorable to your devotional service is also devotional service. You know, Lord Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, that it is our austerity of our body. Is that Deva Dvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Saucha Marjavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Sariram Tapavuchyate. The austerity of body is that we should worship. Worship is, you know, there is different grades of worship. You know, we worship Lord Krishna with Sodasa Upachar, 16 items. It is not always that we have to do the same thing. Worship of Devata means you offer your respects to Deva, demigods. Dvija means Brahmins. Follow Brahmins' instructions. Offer respect to them. Guru, and you offer follow the instructions of Guru. Pragya, Srila Prabhupada translates there. Pragya means your seniors, your parents, father, mother, your elder brothers. Those senior in your relation. Pragya Pujanam means following their order or serving them. Shaujam remaining pure, arjavam and being humble, and following the brahmacharya, and avoiding violence. These are the austerities of body. So Krishna is happy when you are serving your parents, if they are helpful in your devotional service. That's what Vedic literatures, they enjoin. Pitri Devo Bhava, Matri Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, like that. If they are favorable to your devotional service, you can worship them. And by their service, also Lord is pleased. So not to neglect them. If they have given you Krishna consciousness, if they have given you the devotional life, given good education to become devotee, so they are the one. The first guru. Mother is first guru, father is second guru, and then spiritual master is third guru. So Krishna is pleased seeing Vitthal, Panduranga serving his parents. So he is waiting his attention, waiting for his attention. I'm not sure how long he was standing there, but he has been still there as Vitthalnath. And devotees glorify him as Vitthalnath. Even though you don't see this Vitthalnath in our Vishnu Sahasranam or Gopal Sahasranam or anywhere, Vitthalnath is there. Just like a run sword. Lord Krishna gives up fighting and runs away. Normally it is considered cowardliness. But devotees worship him as Ranswar Rai. And that particular name you don't see in the scripture. Ranswar Rai ki jai. Vitthalnath ki jai. Even though I don't know the whole detail of Vitthalnath, it simply came in mind. So, thank you so much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai.